Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Recent advances in genome sequencing have clarified our understanding of biology and evolution. And as Paul Keim, professor of biology at Northern Arizona University, explains, the technique can be used in criminal investigations as well.
Anthrax is a bacterial disease found largely in grazing animals, occasionally infecting humans. Of course, historically, anthrax was developed as a biological weapon by many nations. Needless to say, it was a big surprise in December 2009 when people started showing up in Scottish emergency rooms with advanced stage anthrax infections. Public health officials quickly noted that the victims were all heroin drug users and that the infections seemed to be linked to this illicit activity. Microbial forensics was developed as a rigorous science to investigate such disease outbreaks. Anthrax DNA from one of the Scottish victims was sequenced to identify single nucleotide polymorphisms in its genome. By comparing the heroin anthrax genetic profile to our databases, we were able to exclude several well-known anthrax strains. First, this was not the anthrax strain used in the U.S. anthrax letter attacks. Secondly, it was not a legacy of the British Biological Weapons Program. Nor was it the weaponized anthrax used by the Soviet Union or the Iraqi governments. And finally, it was not similar to the natural anthrax strains observed in Afghanistan, where the heroin was produced. Rather, it was very similar to anthrax found along drug smuggling routes in the Middle East. It appears that the contamination of the heroin was accidental and by a smuggler who perhaps wrapped the drug in an animal skin contaminated with anthrax spores. It was a great relief that this was not a terrorist attack, and health officials concentrated on warning drug users of the additional danger associated with their addiction.
That was Paul Keim of Northern Arizona University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.